This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 26th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christian brothers and sisters around the world are being encouraged to make their voices heard for Asia Bibi, the Christian mother who is appealing a death sentence in a Pakistani court. The ACLJ has a petition on their website that has gathered over 400,000 signatures. Sometime today, visit the website aclj.org under petitions and add your name to the other 400,000, putting international pressure on the Pakistani court to overturn Asia Bibi's death sentence. Protesters in Dumfries, Scotland showed up to protest Angus Buchan speaking on marriage, family, and the biblical view of homosexuality. Angus Buchan is an evangelist farmer who has organized assemblies of hundreds of thousands of men throughout South Africa in recent years. He was the subject of a film called Faith Like Potatoes. Angus was quoted as saying he loved homosexuals, but could not condone their lifestyle. The homosexual activists forced the evangelist out of a public hall, and he was invited to speak in a local church in Dumfries instead. The death toll from that earthquake in southern Italy on Wednesday has been up to 250. Families are experiencing much grief as they identify the bodies of their loved ones. Another violent attack on a university in Kabul, Afghanistan, left 13 people dead and 36 injured. It was announced by the State Department that no Americans died in the attack. A bill intended to publicly shame Christian colleges in California for taking a biblical stand on homosexuality passed the State Assembly yesterday by a vote of 48 to 28. Although the language was softened slightly, it was still referred to as, quote, the most oppressive LGBTQ anti-religious proposal in the nation, unquote. Also, 26 wildfires in California have now consumed a total of 500,000 acres so far. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Psalm 37. Pornography is extremely destructive for those living the single life. But it also ruins marriages, according to a new report from the American Sociological Society. The study looked at couples who begin watching porn after marriage. Men are twice as likely to be divorced, and women are three times more likely to divorce. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge." Pew Research says more Americans do not believe in God. About half of those who are leaving the church are professing atheism. Top reasons they give for their leaving the church include, number one, the doctrine of evolution taught in the schools. Number two, hypocrisy among Christians. And number three, the church's teaching on homosexuality. Psalm 14 is clear. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. No, not one. The latest Quinnipiac University poll of likely voters put Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump by 10%. Another poll finds Hillary ahead of Trump by 7 points in Michigan, considered a swing state in the upcoming election. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, says, "Don't believe the polls. Trump does better with online polls." She told UK's Channel 4 News that many of Trump's potential voters would be reticent to publicly admit to a live pollster that they support Trump.
It's become socially desirable, especially if you're a college-educated person in the United States of America, to say that you're against Donald Trump. The hidden Trump vote in this country is a very significant proposition.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told Fox News' Megyn Kelly that he is planning to release new information before the election that will not paint Hillary Clinton in a favorable light. Business Insider reports that the Target boycott has definitely impacted the bottom line for the retailer. Overall sales have decreased by 7.2%. Abraham Hamilton, public policy analyst at the American Family Association, spoke with The Worldview about the boycott.
We said that we do not believe that the transgender community represents any particular risk of sexual predation or voyeurism necessarily, but that predators will use that the bathroom policy as cover to gain access to women, girls, and indigenous spaces. And beyond that, the scripture teaches that the Lord imparted his image, the Imago Dei, in authentic representations of masculinity and femininity and men and women.
Franklin Graham continues his trail across America, visiting every state capital and calling the nation to repentance and prayer. Local news reports indicate 2,400 showed up at the Wyoming Capitol last week, 3,800 made up the crowd at the Idaho Capitol in Boise, 2,700 in Helena, Montana, and 1,500 at the Maine Capitol this week. Graham is encouraging American Christians to vote biblical values. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, August 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.